Hello everyone, it's July 8th, 2025. Well, it's the end of the show as we know it. Yes, it's our last episode. I have one from a month ago that wasn't published, I'll get that out soon. And with any luck, this won't be our last recording, but for now, no more launches on the manifest. So with that said, let's do it, and lift off! In for the Tower Walk episode 511 of the Orbital Mechanics Podcast, I'm David.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Dennis.
And I like to refer to this episode as episode 111111111.
Yep.
Which is 511 in binary.
And probably some other interesting numbers in some other number systems,
number
right?
Bases. Yeah, right.
But yeah, so this is, I guess, kind of sort of our last episode, but we'll talk about that.
Well, first, David, I think everybody's like scratching their head, what the heck happened? Do you mind talking about it?
Well, so about a month ago now, almost a month ago, my father passed away, which is something that was going to happen sooner than later. So that's why I couldn't do the show that week. But then I guess kind of like COVID, you know, like it was like things are different. And then that's when people started like learning how to play violin or whatever. So I was like, you know, now would be a good time. I don't know. It just felt right to me.
To go from skipping 2 weeks to stepping back from weekly episodes.
Yeah. Because it just, I think maybe also because again, you know, it's just change of any type kind of sometimes inspires more change. And sometimes you're in a particular habit. And you don't, you know, and you just keep doing it. And I, you know, for some time, I mean, we both, like, we all know for anyone who's done a podcast, I guess, it's a lot of work. And it's especially a lot of work to have to edit, you know, the podcast. And that's something that I was like, man, I don't want to have to do that anymore. So I guess a lot of little reasons. That's when I brought up the idea of not doing weekly episodes anymore. I think it's probably, I mean, we've been doing it now for 10 years, I guess.
10
almost
years,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe like a little bit over that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I have like a particularly good reason or I don't have one reason. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah. Like when I stepped back a month or two ago from weekly episodes, you know, I have one particular reason that I can cite, but like, obviously there's a bunch of different reasons. Like the show takes up a lot of time and I feel like I haven't been really super interested in putting in the time that it takes to make a high quality product. And like, for me, this show was sort of a necessity when we started it 10 years ago, because like I needed more space, right? Like I needed to consume as much as I could. And this show did an amazing job of, I don't know if satiation is the right concept, but like saturating me at least in as much space as I could possibly gulp down. Like it took up every minute of the week that I would give it. And it's not that I'm not interested in space. It's that I've learned so much about space that nothing really shocks me anymore.
Yeah.
Like there's always like, well, I don't know how this particular thing is going to turn out. But like, I never really cared about the outcome of a mission. What I cared about was how the vehicle was built. And like I'm obviously not an engineer and I'm not like an engineering history expert or anything, but I've gotten to the point where like, I can answer all of my own questions pretty quickly and then go and confirm or deny whether I guessed correctly. There's still mystery. There's just not enough mystery that I'm like voracious about it anymore. And so like, that made it really easy. It was very, very hard to say that I actually wanted to step back. Like I took quite a long time to come to the conclusion that that was actually the thing I wanted to open my mouth and say. And David, it's kind of wild that, you know, 2 weeks and you're like, oh yeah, actually, no, this is better. Let's do this.
I think I had been feeling sort of similar things. Like when we started the show, there was so much that I, you know, had to know. And the whole reason why I wanted to start the show in the first place was because I was just so excited about space and what was going on. And I felt like, I think I mentioned this in like maybe like the first episode, is it like, how is everyone not talking about this? Like I have to be like, you know, like you just want to share it with people, you know? And the thing is, I actually still do to some degree feel that way. Like I read a little headline or something. I'm like, oh man, that's cool. So it's like, it's still not gone, but at the same time, it's like, man, but that's a lot of work to have to, you know, just talk about it. It's like, is there maybe like an easier way to do that? Which actually, I think that, you know, the Discord we have kind of kind of sort of fills that, you know, niche, is that you can discuss it, but you don't have to host a whole podcast.
I mean, yeah. The Discord's really good. I feel like the Discord is probably going to tail off over time, but there are also other good communities that you can dig into. But it's interesting that you mentioned headlines, because I feel like one of the things that has really degraded my interest in space is how degraded the headlines are these days. Like, when we first started, the headlines were just wild. Like they held promise, and you could like dig into them. And it was like, you know, such and such spacecraft does this thing. And you're like, I've never even heard of that spaceship. When did it launch? Uh-huh. Like, what is it doing? How does it work? And now it's all like, oh, FCC is giving SpaceX another pass on their environmental review. Oh, no, here comes FCC. They're telling SpaceX they really need to get in line. Oh, and they're letting them do whatever they want. And it's just like, it's all about the politics. It's all about the business side of it. Like, the number of emails we get from people's publicists saying, hi, I represent this person. And they just wrote a book. And the book is about, like, it used to be, it was all about pseudoscience, like maybe 20% pseudoscience, and the rest of it was like actual interesting things. And now it's like 80% of it is business. And like, this person wrote a book on how to succeed in the space industry. And this person wrote, it's just like, I don't care. Like, we've done enough interviews with business people that I'm just like, okay, great. I'm done. But Dennis, like, I feel really bad, 'cause like, you're kind of getting left in the lurch. I feel like, not, that's a bit dramatic, but like, can you talk about like what your perspective is?
No, it's all good. I'm just glad you guys let me be a part of this. For anyone who started listening after 2018, I joined the show then. So it's been 7 years, I guess, that I've been doing it, or actually coming up. Yeah. 7 years. And so, I mean, you know, I'm rolling with you guys. I respect your decisions, and I think that's sensible and makes sense and everything. And in my day job, I can, you know, try to scratch that itch as much as I want by trying to, you
teaching
know,
about space.
Yeah, exactly. I got, honestly, like, the little secret is that when it comes to our independent studies, we can kind of get away with anything. And so any student that's interested in, like, you know, the physics of spaceflight, like, it's a little seminar that I created just, you know, for... It's just a one credit, like $100 seminar at the college. And I can just get to try to dig deeper on some particular topics, and just making it physics based lets me get away with it. But, you know, I'm also trying to build that static firing stand. So I got some things that I'm always messing around with in the real world, so I can scratch my itch that way. But it's all good.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm trying to think of a way to say this that doesn't sound absolutely horrible. But like, you also kind of had the best experience where, because you were so busy with work, David and I like did a lot of like the, you know, weekly tasks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, yeah, of course you want to keep going, because like, this sounds so horrible. And like, I really don't mean it that way. Like, you have the dream. Like, if we were in your position, we'd probably feel different too. And like, that's awesome. And I'm glad that you got that. But like,
yeah. So just to be clear, everybody, I had the easiest job on the show. A lot of the production work David and Ben had done, and I used my job as an excuse to not have to do that. So you're saying is fair.
A highly valid excuse. Very valid excuse. Like, we're going to say reason and not excuse, because it really made sense. Oh, Chris says, I was just thinking the other day that I miss being on a podcast that Ben does all the work for. Yeah, Chris, every time I picked up the phone to talk to Chris, he said, thank you for letting me swan in here. And it's like, I remember, I think about the show too, Chris, because I love sitting and chatting with you. And it was really fun to have a podcast with somebody who I just had as an excuse to talk to somebody, which like, honestly, is like 90% of why this show worked so well, is because we just like talking to each other.
So what is the future, such as it is, going forward for the show? Or what might that look like? Because we discussed it a little bit, right? And to be honest, for me at least, we're kind of discussing it in real time right now, because I know we, you know, said a little bit, but, you know, this probably, and I would like to think, is not like the actual, you know, the actual end. So Yeah, talking to people is fun, and we might still do more of that.
Yeah, I think please remain subscribed to the podcast, and we might drop things occasionally. Like you said, maybe if, you know, a fun interview opportunity comes, maybe when we land humans on the moon, we can reappear on your feed and actually, you know, talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm thinking just like, you know, when we have the bandwidth and there's something that calls out to us to give the opportunity to get the band back together and screw around on the microphones for an hour or so.
So like, I'm 100% down. I'm just a little more skeptical because I feel like it gets harder to get good interviews the longer it's been since you published. And so I feel like our ability to get really good interviews is probably going to diminish over time. And that'll kind of be self-reinforcing. But like, yeah, if people land on the moon, honestly, for me, it's harder for me to generate a reason to get the band back together. Because for me, like what I would want to do is, hey, I sat down and I researched this one topic in depth and I want to tell you about it. Or, hey, I came up with trivia, right? Because like that was really fun, Dennis, when you were coming up with trivia questions. Like, hey, I came up with a trivia show. Let's, you know, record pub trivia.
Well, you better believe I have some trivia questions for this episode. Okay. That was all the prep I did.
Was going and gathering them.
Yep.
notes on your phone, notes on your desktop, get them all together. The idea of coming back to talk about like the moon landing, I would want to do that like weeks after the fact when we can actually answer questions. But I know that like the excitement is there right after it's happened. And the longer it's been since the big event, the harder and harder it is to have the impetus to come back together. So there's going to have to be some sort of balance if that's going to work. But I trust that this is a situation in which I don't have to be 100% of any given effort. So, you know, that's a good sign in the face of my pessimism.
You know, I still go to, I'm thinking about the interviews. I still go to conferences and run into people that are, you know, interviewable. I can try to do a better, or not even a better job. I can step up on that then, because there's been people that I've kind of been like, well, we've already got a busy show and we've already done a couple interviews in the last, you know, month or so. So maybe I'll just kind of let this one sit and not follow up with them. But so there's been some loose ends that I haven't pursued. So I think it's, you know, for the kind of laid back, you know, occasional approach that we want to move towards, I think we can make that work. And I can help with the show notes now that you've taught me, Ben.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. I feel so like fatalist about those damn show notes, because for 10 years now, it's been less than 10 years, but like for years and years now, I've been trying to build a website that we didn't have to deal with Squarespace at all. And like, I just, at first it was going really slow because I had all the time to work on it, but none of the knowledge. And now that I have all the knowledge, I have none of the time. Mm-hmm. So I have This Week in Spaceflight History high scores.
Oh, hell yeah.
So if we assume that bonus points are worth the same as a point, as getting it correct, it's 1 point or 2 points, then our highest score with, let me start at the bottom. In fifth place is Chris S with 83 points. In fourth place is Deathkin with 104 points. In third place is Uncle Willie with 155 points. In second place is Cy Kyle with 182.
Okay, I got my guess for who I think is number one.
Okay, so the scores have gone 83, 104, 155, 182. In first place, the first place points are 240. So that is a reasonable jump. In first place with 240 points, it's the Greek.
Ah, okay. I was just thinking that.
Oh, duh.
That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
I thought you already said the Greek. Yeah. Damn.
No. The Greek, Cy Kyle, Uncle Willie, Deathkin, Chris S. So there's another thing that we need to talk about before we go, and it's money. So Patreon, I think we would be remiss to keep it up. But before I shut it down, I need to pull all of the bonus content off of it. And maybe we just release that to the public. So like on our website, I need to go do an update and put some links out because our standard RSS, the Squarespace sucks, only allows 200 items in an RSS feed. So our most recent 200 episodes are in like the Apple Podcast Store and Spotify. And people keep asking us, well, where do we get the other ones? And so I actually made an RSS feed that was just like the first 200 episodes or something. And, you know, there's like overlap. There was overlap. Now there's not. So I guess I need to go make a second RSS feed so that you can just swap out RSS feeds every 200 episodes if you really want to get them. And then we should add all of our bonus content in there. And maybe what I'll do is make like zip packets so you can just bulk download things. Now that I won't have to keep up with anything, or keeping up will be really easy. I figured if there's something that I am going to have to do every week, it had better be incredibly low effort. And so like I'm willing to spend some extra effort. So if we close down Patreon and stop accepting money, we still have to get rid of the money that we have. Like, thank you guys so much for giving us that money. I'm really disappointed that we didn't do what we expected we were going to do with it. I thought for sure we were going to be going to space conferences every year, every other year, and doing a bunch of stuff. And like, really, we went to IAC in 2019. We went, Dennis, you and I went to Rocket Lab last year, which was amazing. Yeah. And like, other than that, we, you know, Dennis, we like offset some of your costs going to a conference once or twice, mm-hmm. but like really, we really dropped the ball. It turns out that everything is a lot of work. and like, it's not that we have a particularly high income per month. We've just been doing it for so long and not spending very much of it that, you know, we've accrued some money. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to save back some of that money to pay to host the website for the next couple of years. And then before we start giving money out to charities, I want to extend an offer to anybody who is currently supporting us or has supported us in the past. If supporting us when you did was a hardship, or if you stopped supporting us and you are now experiencing hardship, let us know. I will refund the money that you donated. And please take it with our blessing and big smiles. And I know that like it is going to take some emotional labor to get in touch and say, hey, I could actually use that money. But if that's you, I would be very happy to give it back to you, because supporting you is going to be far more effective than giving it to an organization that is then going to go support a bunch of people. So after that, we're going to give the rest of the money to four different groups. So first up is Rocket Cats, a very good organization that is just a bunch of cats in a listener's house. and they take care of a lot of stray cats, and that's fantastic, because like life is precious, and you know, putting money into spaying and neutering cats off the street is wonderful. And Dank Nassamimes points out they are actually special needs cats. In particular, they're cats that are very difficult to adopt out. Really, really good work. Next, we're going to give some money to the JPL Hardship Fund. This is after the wildfires that nearly took out JPL's campus, but did take out a significant portion of their employees' homes. Third, we're going to find a student rocket group and give them some money. And we're not 100% sure which one. We've got at least one or two in mind. We'll put a note up on the website, I think. And then we're also going to support the Patty Gray Smith Fellowship, which is like a very, very good grant that like a foundation that does a lot of really cool things in education and aerospace and getting people into education and aerospace. Really great.
All right. I guess it's good as time as any to deal with the show. And we would like to thank Ron Jiggy and Tim Dodd for our music.
For more information on this episode, such as show notes and other links, visit our website at theorbitalmechanics.com.
I'm not going to get through this in one breath. Thank you so much to AC Soddy, Chris S., Deathkin, Delta V, Dennis O., Flow Wave, Jonesy, Rich Ross, Ryan R., RP Newman, Scissorp Shepherd, Space Biscuit, Stan, Mike, Chris, Colin, The Greek, Cy, Kyle, Ellie, Canton, Mr. Cesium, Tom G., Ryden, Antoine Landry, Chipotle, I didn't see that one pop up, Citronaut, Dank Nasameem, Space Ben, Haragopal, Taylor Marks, Uncle Willie, Cranky Dave, Roka Pugs, Leland, Jacob Bontrager, Vax Hedrum, Leon Running Man, Mad Steve, Bronstein, Mediocre Mike, aka Mike, Vincent, Henry the Fourth, and Scooter's Butt for joining our recording session today and helping us make correction burns on the fly for all the factual statements that we made.
And always feel free to get in touch. You can find links to our mailing list and Discord server, which will still be up at theorbitalmechanics.com/about, or you can sip all that by emailing info@theorbitalmechanics.com.
And we'll see you when we see you on orbit. Until then, later.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you.